This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2109, How Basic Knife Skills Can Save You Money, by Julian Saunders of richandregular.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How Basic Knife Skills Can Save You Money, by Julian Saunders of richandregular.com. Somewhere along the way, we developed the remarkable ability to use our brains and thumbs to develop tools. Today, these tools have evolved and still serve the same core purpose. One in particular not only makes life easier, but can help in saving you a lot of money, and it's called a knife. Yes, as much as we're fans of our high-tech tools like our Nest thermostat, Amazon Echo, iPhones, and Apple TVs, we're also fans of good old-fashioned low-tech like paper and knives. Given Mr. Rich and Regular's culinary background, he's a huge fan of knives since it's the must-have tool for chefs. In culinary school, knife skills are one of the very first lessons taught because it's so critical to cooking. But even if you're not a chef, improving your knife skills can make cooking at home easier and save you a boatload of money. It's impossible to truly calculate the return on owning a good knife, but there are a few reasons to consider investing in a good one and learning how to use it. According to a 2016 study by the National Priorities Project, behind housing and transportation, food is the third highest expense the typical American family has. As a result, most people try to strike a balance between eating at home and dining out to save money in this category. However, even if you're eating in more, the cost of groceries can be very expensive. Factor in the hassle of cooking, especially if you're not great at it, and it's super tempting to pick up food or order in, which can blow your budget quick. But groceries don't always have to be expensive. In general, prepared products, pre-cut products, or anything that has been handled to be more convenient will be more expensive than a product in its raw or natural state. Supermarkets know this and take full advantage of your desire for convenience by charging you a premium. This is where owning a good knife and knowing how to use it can save you money, assuming you're willing to overcome your fear of cutting yourself and a learning curve. Take everybody's favorite summertime fruit, for example, a watermelon. Using some quick screenshots of our neighborhood grocery store on Instacart, which we love, we notice the price difference between the various forms of watermelon available. However, it's not always clear how much more or less expensive one form of watermelon is versus another. Consider that a quarter watermelon is just 4/4 of a whole melon. You might assume then that a quartered melon is a fourth of the cost, and you'd be dead wrong. The quartered watermelon is 79% more expensive, because someone had to go through the quote-unquote hassle of cutting it and wrapping it in plastic. Now consider watermelon wedges are really just half of a quartered watermelon sliced into handheld pieces, placed on a piece of styrofoam and wrapped in plastic. Well, those little wedges are actually 19% more expensive per pound than the quartered. But if you're really balling out of control, you can go ahead and get the large watermelon chunks, which are a ridiculous 339% more expensive than the quartered watermelon. All because we want someone to cut our fruit for us, or because wedges might be messy. The same is true for other products that grocers know most people don't want to deal with, like pineapple, cantaloupe, green beans, carrots, greens, meat, etc. The markup is for the convenience of not having to cut something. But if you knew how to use a knife, you might reconsider buying into these markups all the time and save money every time you go to the grocery store. Assuming you're one of the average American families that spend $7,203 annually, or 12% of total spending, on food, it's possible to shave off a cool $1,000 by investing in a good chef's knife, a cutting board, and maybe a quick cooking class so you learn how to use it without losing a finger. In our house, not a day goes by where we don't use our knife to prepare food at home. Whether we're chopping fruit for baby Rich and Regular, smashing a clove of garlic, or slicing tomatoes from Grandma Rich and Regular's garden. A good knife is always within reach and saves us a lot of money. Eventually, as you get better, it will also save you time and you'll be able to slice through a prickly pineapple in seconds. Plus, when you know how to use a knife, you don't need all those other super fancy electric chopping tools like food processors and accessories that essentially do the same thing. Here are a few quick tips on purchasing a good knife, and there's a video on basic knife skills in this post. Tips from Mr. Rich and Regular. You don't need a full knife set. In general, a chef's knife, a serrated bread knife, a paring knife, and a blade steel is all you need. Skip the block set with the matching shears and steak knives. You'll never use them. Invest in a good-sized wood and/or plastic cutting board. You should have one for everyday products and another for raw products like meat and fish. Be sure to clean and sanitize them regularly. The key to a good knife is how comfortable it feels in your hand. If it's too big, you'll feel clumsy and likely cut yourself. Feel it out for weight, balance, and grip. Believe it or not, dull knives are more dangerous than sharp knives. If you've ever tried to cut through a sweet potato and had a dull knife bounce off it headed towards your palm, then you know what I mean. A sharp knife is more likely to go through the object you're cutting instead of you. You just listened to the post titled, How Basic Knife Skills Can Save You Money by Julian Saunders of richandregular.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. As someone who really enjoys cooking now, I appreciated this post, but it wasn't always this way for me. Before I got serious about cleaning up my finances, I didn't cook that much. I was single, living in New York City, and strapped for time, so I didn't have much interest in cooking. But I'm telling you, changing my mindset about this has benefited me in many ways. I'm not sure that investing in a good knife and learning knife skills alone would have pushed me to get into cooking. I had to recognize the many benefits of cooking for myself and learn to enjoy it. One of the best parts about meal planning is that it removes all decision fatigue around what I'm going to eat. Investing a few hours on a Sunday to food shop and meal prep saves me a ton of time, money, and energy during the week. The more I tried new recipes and experimented, the more I learned what foods really made me feel good. I know I make healthier food choices when I meal plan. I also came to see it as a creative endeavor. As I got more comfortable with cooking, I started to experiment more and develop my own recipes. One of my favorite things is whipping up a great meal, even when it looks like I barely have anything in the fridge. And now that I have a family, feeding them home-cooked meals has become one of my greatest joys. Even if you don't think you enjoy cooking now, I'd encourage you to start simple and ease into it. You might discover your new favorite hobby that happens to save you a ton of money. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Wednesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.